Here is a look at First News. Fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. Forecasters say more bad weather's in store. Storms battered every corner of the United States yesterday, but the main focus is on the Northeast, because that's where New York, Boston, Washington, Philly is. They're cleaning up from rains and some minor flooding. They had some wind gust in Maine yesterday that hit 100 miles an hour. The storm followed a day of tornadoes in the south, blizzards in the Midwest and Northwest, and bone-chilling cold will hit some interior regions of the country later on next week. They don't care about the bone-chilling cold that's going to hit the Northwest and the Plains this weekend in our area. Nope. Only when it hits the Midwest, folks, in Chicago, places like that, is where it really matters. By the way, an avalanche roared through a section of expert trails at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe, killed one, left three others hurt. The avalanche prompted Palisades Tahoe to close 30 minutes after it opened on Wednesday. Search crews combed the area to see if anybody was hurt or trapped. One person died. Three others sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The storm dumped 2 feet of snow at the high elevations there earlier in the week. House Republicans are marching ahead with impeachment plans for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They said dereliction of duty is obvious. The Mexican border has been overrun since Joe Biden and his staff had been sworn in on January 20th. Record amounts of illegals into the country. We have people on the terrorist warning list. We're getting 10 to 12,000 people a day. And their oath of office has obviously not been taken seriously by the Homeland Security. Mayorkas said he's working hard to try to find a solution. Said he needs Congress. Not true. The president, with one stroke of the pen, could stop the influx of migrants on the border. Donald Trump's returning to court for arguments in his New York railroad trial. The president's been planning to deliver his own summation of it, and the judge has stopped everything. Author Engoron, this guy's a nut, initially keen on the idea, but then yanked every privilege from Trump and his lawyer. That's a fair trial. The judge warned Trump, you can't even deliver a campaign speech. You know, as once again, they try, the courts and the justice system, to pick who you want as president. Trump's return to the trial comes days before the Iowa caucuses kick off the primary season. In the meantime, the secrecy around Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization set off a firestorm, launched multiple reviews, triggered calls for his ouster. They said, the Democrats, it's an individual's right to privacy, as once again, they always protect their own, no matter what. The White House didn't even know for a couple days. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has ruled out a ceasefire in his country's war with Russia. He said Thursday the Kremlin's forces would use the pause to rearm and regroup and then try to overwhelm Kiev's troops. Limited ceasefires have occasionally been attempted in that war. Both sides are scrambling now to replenish their weapons. The Democrats and the White House want to give Ukraine military hardware to keep the war going and going and going. They're just not giving Ukraine what they need to win. Israel has to go in front of the United Nations and defend themselves against the United Nations against allegations that their military maneuvers amounts to genocide. Folks, the UN, it's time for them to go as well. Don't forget, Israel, minding their own business, brutally attacked. 1,400 people were killed. Hostages were taken because they're Jewish. Anti-Semitism has spread throughout the world, including here in the United States. Netanyahu said, we're committed. We will defend ourselves. We're not going to let them annihilate the Jewish population. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has dropped out again of this presidential race. Made the announcement Wednesday night in a town hall in New Hampshire. After the fifth debate, Christie's been under intense pressure to leave anyway. Christie has not endorsed any of his rivals. He was overheard on a live mic yesterday, though, saying Nikki Haley's going to get smoked. And also said Ron DeSantis doesn't know what he's doing. They picked that up on a live mic and ran with it yesterday. Head of the UN Health Agency said holiday gatherings spread most of the prominent variant in COVID-19. 10,000 deaths reported in December. Well, reported quietly because America didn't hear about it. Oh, no. We had the savior elected 3 years ago that was going to wipe out COVID and bring our deaths down. In fact, just the opposite. 850,000 people have died from COVID under the Biden administration. They made it a campaign issue the year that he ran. After enrollment plunged in American schools during COVID, new analysis published February found that there were 230,000 students in 21 states who were still missing from school. They didn't move out of state. They just decided not to go back to school. Analysts reflect the data from the school year. New numbers estimate the number of missing students in the United States now is over 50,000. Yesterday in New York City, they closed a school in New York City in order to make room for illegal immigrants to house them. Sent them all home, made them leave the school, have parents come and pick them up, and said they're going to go back to in-home learning while they use the school to house illegal immigrants. In New York City, people were furious. Alaska Airlines yesterday said they're going to cancel all flights on Boeing 737 MAX planes now until Saturday. They're waiting for new instructions on how to fix and inspect the planes. That could mean canceling 150 flights a day. After that door blew off an Alaska Airlines jet on Friday night, Alaska and United are the only carriers affected by the grounding. They're the only ones who have the 737 MAX planes. We told you about Cummins. Want to recall 600 Ram trucks because your trucks with the Cummins diesels, they're running too well. They said that they skirted diesel emission tests in California. So they fined them $1.67 billion, part of the Clean Air Act. Cummins' total penalty will be more than $2 billion. California Air Resource Board and California Attorney General said this is landmark on Wednesday. But people aren't going to take it back. What it just enabled the vehicles to cheat on clean air testing in places like California. Securities and Exchange Commission reluctantly approved trading of the first exchange-traded funds that hold Bitcoin. The agency said they're still deeply skeptical about cryptocurrencies. The exchange-traded fund, or ETF, is an easy way to invest in assets like gold, bonds, and now bitcoins without having to buy the actual asset itself. Cryptocurrency advocates hope that the development thrusts the once niche into financial mainstream. You want to buy Bitcoin? You go right ahead and buy Bitcoin,
said my advisor.
Google has laid off hundreds of employees working on their hardware, their voice assistants, and engineering teams. Big cost-cutting measure. The cuts follow pledges by Google and their parent company, Alphabet, in order to reduce their cost. Google said they're going to lay off 12,000 employees, which is 6% of their workforce. Global shares advanced. Wall Street had a rally yesterday. Oil prices also were up. Investors will get the U.S. inflation report, which is due out today. On Wall Street yesterday, S&P 500 up 6/10. The Dow added 5/10. NASDAQ climbed 0.8% yesterday. Some of the stocks yesterday that had good days, Hewlett-Packard was up 29 cents. They're buying Juniper Networks, so the market's like that. We mentioned WD-40 was up yesterday. Sales of WD-40 is up 12%. Mark and I are trying to figure out why it would jump that much unless they bought another company. Chewy was down yesterday. The online pet supply store is selling 12.3 million shares of their stock back through Morgan Stanley, but Chewy was down, and PriceSmart was up. That's a warehouse club. That was also up yesterday. Montana fire chief who lost his previous job because of a coronavirus mandate, which has nothing to do with this case, has been charged with spraying a chemical irritant at the Capitol riots. court documents unsealed said Frank Dahlquist sprayed an orange-colored chemical agent into the face of a police officer at the attack. He was identified from a TV news story about firefighters who were terminated from a fire department in Seattle. No lawyer was listed for him, didn't respond to any phone calls or email messages for content. But you know what, folks? We found a guy who sprayed an irritant at a riot 3.5 years ago. But with 14 people in the White House, we could not pin where that cocaine came from.
And it's already gone.
With all those cameras and FBI fingerprints and we just can't find that one yet. The Kentucky Derby purse has been raised to $5 million for the 150th edition in May. Now, for those of you north of town, that's not something you carry on your shoulder when you go into the store. The increase of $2 million was announced Wednesday by Churchill Downs. The 1.5-mile race will be May 4th. Previously, the Derby purse was around $3 million. This year's winner will receive $3.1 million. The runner-up will get $1 million. Third place is worth $500,000. The Churchill Downs people said the hikes are possible because if it's investment into historical horse racing, and that boosts the funding for the purse money. And as we've been talking about all week, the tech companies are down at the big tech show in Las Vegas. You're going to see all kinds of new stuff out, including now chef robots powered by AI, kitchen gadgets that promise that humans won't need to cook or mix drinks anymore for themselves. Mark, you can get a female AI robot and say, give me a smamage. GE appliances are looking to change the way that you smoke food. They now have a $1,000 indoor smoker. Size of a toaster or a microwave. It can fit a full brisket, cut in half inside, 40 chicken wings, 3 racks of ribs. It uses wood pellets to get the flavor, but its technology traps the smoke inside of it, making it perfect for people who live in high-rise apartments or urban developments, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Using generative AI, Brisk, its new smart grill, aims to make the art of barbecuing foolproof. You can ask this grill all kinds of questions to create the perfect recipe using seasoning and everything else. Once you've nailed down the recipe, the Inno Grill uses AI technology to command the grill to cook it for you. The grill is not available yet, but it will be about $2,000. How about your own Keurig ice cream maker? Makes your homemade ice cream. You can think it works just like a Keurig. Choose from flavors, salted caramel, coffee. You put the pod in the machine and it dispenses your cold treat in minutes. This is all great, by the way, for the obesity problems we have. Cold Snap can also whip up frozen lattes, boozy ice cream treats, and also protein shakes. Tech startup Chef AI is unveiling what they call the Real One-Touch Air Fryer. You may have one on your kitchen counter already. This one doesn't require any tinkering with any settings. You just place the food in it, you press start, and it uses artificial intelligence to detect what type of food you're cooking and how to cook it perfectly. That one will be available in U.S. stores in September for $250. And we already told you about the Bar Barista cocktail mixer. That's $369. So all this kind of stuff is coming out. In fact, there's even a generative AI fortune teller. South Korean Manufacturing is putting that together. And they should already know that I'm not going to buy one, so quit making them. Oh, and Hyundai has a new flying taxi concept at this new show. Made its debut. Envisions an electrical vehicle takeoff and landing as a commuter solution for urban areas. It'll be able to cruise at 120 miles an hour at 1,500 feet. They are building it now. It will debut later. Company officials said they're working to get the vehicle ready to meet flight standards set by nations around the world. So kind of like the Jetsons thing, folks. It's coming. All this kind of stuff with AI technology, it's all coming.
In sports, the big news yesterday, the coaches that were out, Nick Saban retiring in Alabama. And so right away, they had one of the top receivers, the number three receiver in the country. And he had committed to Alabama. Now he has decommitted. And they asked him where he was going to go. He said, you know, I might go to Texas. But Sarkisian, the coach there, has been mentioned as one of the names that might go to Alabama. So he's going to go out and he's going to go shopping. And then a big story this morning, Bill Belichick plans on leaving the Patriots after 24 seasons. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what's funny about that, because Paul and I can relate to that, because Belichick will also be 72 in April. If you don't want me, that does not mean I'm done coaching.
That's exactly right.
And a guy like that could go somewhere and be the head guy for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a great coach. And if you don't want him, nothing motivates you like somebody that doesn't want you.
That's right. That's exactly right. A lot of changes going on. We're going to see a big change in the weather here, too, folks. Today, 7 degrees. Wasn't as bad this morning as I thought it would be. We're at about 3 out there in Billings right now. But tonight, 9 below. And then after tonight, we never get above 0 until probably Monday now.